Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek He, Mishnah Yod. The last few Mishnayot dealt with the Se'ah for Se'ah loan. Now we'll talk about doing work for somebody in exchange for them doing work for you. If you agreed with the person to help them, only on the condition that they'll help you later out. Mishnah says, Omer Adam L'Havero, a person can say to his friend, Nakesh Imi V'Anakesh Imach, come help weed my field today, and I will help weed your field tomorrow. Ador imi ve'ador imach. Come dig my field today, and I'll dig your field with you tomorrow. Even though one person is lending one day and being paid back on the second day, there's no problem here of any type of interest. The same type of work is being done for each other, and therefore, there is no issue whatsoever. But lo velo yomar lo nakesh imi v'ador imach ador imi v'anakesh imach. But you're not allowed to say to him, "You come weed my field with me today, and I'll dig your field for you tomorrow." Or you come dig my field with me today, and I'll weed your field with you tomorrow. When we're talking about this quote unquote loan being paid back with a different type of work, that other type of work may be harder, and therefore it would be considered more valuable. And it's a problem of a rabbinic form of interest. Harder work for easier work is a form of interest. Another type of forbidden work for two workers would be if it's different seasons. The summertime is generally a lot easier for somebody to work in the field. It's not muddy, it's not rainy, the soil is a lot easier and dry to deal with. The wintertime is more difficult. So the Mishnah says about that, Kol yeme garid ehad, all the days of the summer where the earth is very dry are viewed as one period. So if a person is doing work for another person in the summer, under the condition that his friend is going to do work for him also in the summer, that would be permissible. And the same with the rainy season, with the winter. It's viewed as one period. A person can make a deal with his friend that he's going to work for him for one day, and the friend will work back for him on the other day. All during the winter, that's considered to be apples to apples, even no issue whatsoever of interest. But lo yomar lo harosh imi bagarid va'ani harosh imecha baravia. But a person can say to his friend, "You plow with me during the dry season, which is the summer, easy work, and I'll plow for you during the revia va'ani harosh imecha baravia, and I'll work with you during the rainy season, because working in the rainy season is considered to be more difficult with the wet, muddy soil, and therefore he would be giving his friend interest on the work." Mishnah continues, Rabban Gamliel Omer, Yesh Ribit Mukdemet, V'yesh Ribit Me'uheret. So far we've been talking about Ribit, interest that's being paid back with the loan, or in connection with the loan monetarily. Here we'll say, there's a type of interest that could even be before the loan is paid, is given, and there's a type of ribit that's given even after the loan is paid off, late interest. Ketzad, how was it? What's examples of these? Natan enav lilvot hemeno. If somebody has in mind that he wants to borrow money from another person, v'haya meshaleach lo ve'omer lo b'shvil shetalveni, and then he sends him gifts and he says, "I want to give you these gifts, but I also hope that you can lend me money." Even though the gifts are being given before the loan is given, Zohi ribit mukdem. This is an example of early ribit and is forbidden. Lava hemenu behazir lo et me'otav. If he borrowed money from somebody and then he eventually paid back the loan and all the loan is all done, v'haya meshaleach lo ve'amad b'shpil me'otecha sh'ayu betelot etzli, Zohi ribit me'oheret. Then after he paid back the loan, he sends him a gift and he thanks him and he says, "I want to compensate you for the money that was not being used by you. You could have used this money on other things. You gave it to me as a loan and it was by me." This is an example of ribit meuhedet, late interest, and also is forbidden. Ribi Shimon omer, yesh ribit devarim. Ribi Shimon adds in, there's even another type of interest, which is an interest even with words. A borrower is not allowed to say to the lender something that would benefit him, like a piece of information. Lo yomar lo da, ki ba'ish peloni mimakom peloni. He's not allowed to tell him, "By the way, this person is coming from this place," and he's tipping him off about something. If the lender would need this information, and he normally wouldn't provide it to him as his friend, but he's only providing it to him because he owes him a favor because of the loan, this would be an example of ribit devarim, interest being done just with words.